James chapter 1 verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. This is a promise of God to the church. If you lack wisdom, ask God. One of the things we need to remember is God knows the future. Your neighbor doesn't know the future. Your mate does not know the future unless God's shown him or her. You may think you know what to do, but just to be safe, ask God what to do in the situation. For there is a promise of God. He will give it to you. This was one of the early scriptures that God gave me in 1975 when I was born again. And I had read several of the Psalms and Proverbs that wisdom is from God, and that you really need wisdom to read the Bible. So I didn't want to forget to ask for wisdom when I read the Bible. I took my hardback Bible, which is all we had in 1975, for there was no internet at that time. I took my paper Bible, and above every chapter in the entire Bible, I wrote, "Pray for wisdom." And when I would start to read that chapter, it would remind me, "Pray for wisdom." And it says God would give it to me. A promise of God. And on many other things, I remembered to pray for wisdom, fortunately. And God showed me to go a way I hadn't even considered going. And it worked. It always worked. It never failed. It never failed. And when I prayed for wisdom, that God always gave me wisdom. God told me to get out of debt. And on a buying trip, I had a little Indian art shop. On a buying trip, I noticed a Navajo rug off to the side of the room. We sold jewelry almost exclusively. I didn't know a thing about Navajo rugs, but I was so interested in that rug, and I had prayed for wisdom on what to buy. And God had told me to get out of debt, and I owed $6,000 at the time. I bought that rug for $500, went down to Albuquerque, found a rug appraiser, appraised it. Edna says, "Joan, now you have really lucked out. Most of these old Navajo rugs are not worth anything. This is a fine rug. It will go up in value. It's right now worth $1,500. You're going to want to price it at a price where it will not sell, because it will really go up in value in the future." I went back to my shop. The very next day, a man came in to buy jewelry. He saw that old rug over, I still had it rolled up just next to the wall. He said, "What's that?" And I said, "Oh, I brought that back yesterday, this old Navajo rug." And he said, "Well, let me see it." I said, "Oh, I don't think you'd like that." He said, "Yeah, let me see it. Roll it out." So I rolled it out on the floor. He took one look at it. He said, "How much?" I said, $5,000. And he wrote out, started writing out a check. I was horrified. I was a legitimate, fair merchant. I never overpriced anything. But I couldn't talk him out of it. So I said to him, "All right, I'll take your check, but I will not cash it for 1 week. You do anything you want to. Take the rug, have it appraised. Do what you want to with it. Bring it back within a week and I'll give you your check back. I won't deposit your check. I never heard from the man again. I put $1,000 with the $5,000, paid off my debt, and never had a debt again to this day. I still don't have any debt. And now I'm 86 years old. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is doing what God says by His Spirit. God has always blessed me by sharing with me what I need to know about the issue. And it's so important to yield to the Holy Spirit and do what He says. The Holy Spirit doesn't make you fall down on the floor and roll around as the old holy rollers thought. The Holy Spirit doesn't make you do anything. He gives you information, but you have to choose to do what He says. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Knowing it's God speaking to you when He speaks. Knowing the voice of God. John chapter 10, Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice. And they follow me. They won't follow the voice of a stranger." Read John chapter 10. You have to know the voice of God. You have to know the Holy Spirit when He's speaking. And then you do what He says because you'd be afraid not to do what He said, because what He said is truth and it is going to work every time. That's the fear of the Lord. It's doing what He says. God also gave me John 5:30. Jesus said, "I can of mine own self do nothing." I found that shocking when I read that. He's the Son of God and He could do nothing. He always did what God told him to do. And I realize we have the equipment to do that. And we're supposed to do that. Jesus said, John chapter 5, verse 30, "I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear from God, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Holy Spirit searches the heart of God to show us, the believer, what to do. So we know the will of God in the matter at hand. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, doing what God has shown us to do by His Holy Spirit. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you today.